Thank you, Creator, for in your kindness and mercy you brought us together in this time and this environment in the Bnei Baruch group with our beloved Rav, the writings and method of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Thank you for your continuous presence in the hearts of the friends of the ten. We ask you to open our eyes and hearts and grant us unity as one man in one heart to joyfully bring your light to the world. System and selected questions will be asked here.
Yes, indeed, it's a short article, but it's very much to the point. It hits a very important point precisely, that the ruin by elders, meaning those who are already in the work, and they understand and feel a little bit of it. So when they are in contradiction to the Creator, to the work, a contradiction between them and everything that seems to them, that they are in some sort of a contradiction even among themselves, this is called construction. Out of that, they build. They build states, degrees, steps forward toward the goal. And it cannot be done without contradiction or ruin. So they contradict, they ruin and they build. They ruin and they build. And youths, meaning those who are just beginning the work, that they don't understand it, they don't feel it, they don't yet have the understanding and the feeling internally of how we should go forward from one day to the next. They don't yet have the experience that they have to hold themselves above the feeling, above where they are right now, but rather that the path is a path that has to be continued regardless. Those who are not yet in that, they're called youths. And if they build, even if it seems to them that they are building something, it will always end up being incorrect. However, out of this experience also that they build and ruin, the fact that they do not succeed because they are in the beginning of their work, that is how the path is, and from that they also advance and they are being built. And so we need to see ourselves always this way, not to be certain that we are already elders. An elder means one who has acquired the wisdom, who has wisdom, chokhmah, in his work, he has experience, but rather that they should always be as new in your eyes, and you should feel yourself actually as a youth. That perhaps you're in a state where you contradict yourself and you need again and again to come back and to build in a way which is not what you were thinking. Maybe what you were thinking is actually a contradiction, a ruin, and not building. But out of these states, the most important is that we go through them as quickly as possible and together, and then we advance. There is nothing we can do about it. We cannot get from above some part or even a complete structure of kedusha, of sanctity. We cannot get from above an emotion and an intellect unless we need these things, if we don't feel a deficiency for it. But if we try and we fall and we want to build something, to reach something, but we're not able to, then out of these efforts and lack of success, bit by bit, the correct foundations are built in us so that we do get from above the future forms, the correct ones. We clothe in them, we enter them, and this is how we advance. And see what he writes. So the ruin or contradiction by elders is construction, the construction by youths is a ruin or contradiction. Ruin by elders, construction. Construction by youths, ruin. Elders are those who are accustomed to the work of the Creator, which means that they know how to rise above whatever they feel, above what they understand, because they are going forward in the work, on the path. And on the path, it's always degrees of ascent. And each time, the next degree, our next step, is above reason. That what I had yesterday no longer works today. I have to climb above what I had yesterday with faith, meaning above my present mind. And my emotion, I shouldn't take that into account, but only to be in adhesion with the society, the group, and the Creator. Youths are those who are in the beginning of their work, that they don't yet have experience, they do not feel, do not understand, they're not experienced on the path. So, the ruin or means a descent or a fall, where previously they had some ascent in the work, which is regarded as building, meaning that they appreciated the ascents, but the ruin is when they felt some fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, that the Creator hides himself from them more than before. Again, meaning that the Creator hides himself from them. This is called ruin. It means that building is when they try to connect, to grow stronger between them and to discover the Creator, who exists with greater strength among them. What does it mean that the Creator exists with greater intensity, with some power between them? The Creator is the force of bestowal, meaning the moment that they want to be in a certain force of bestowal between them, then they discover a state where the Creator seemingly clothes in them. And this is called an ascent. And if it doesn't work for them, then it's ruin. At a time of feeling a certain fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, meaning that the Creator hides himself from them, this is called a ruin. Which means that we, in the relations between us, need to constantly see how much we are building, meaning connecting between us and building a place for the Creator to be revealed in the connection between us, as much as we bestow among us to each other. We want to be connected. We want to feel how much we have between us, a network of connection. And the Creator is invited into that. And as much as the Creator can truly, according to his force of bestowal, can clothe in us, even to the smallest degree, 1%, this is already considered that we have a connection between us and the Creator can clothe, according to the law of equivalence of form, between the relations between us. Stirat skinim. Ruined by elders, I'm continuing to read. Ruined by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. It follows that they are already building. Since they believe that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality. That's it. Again. Ruined by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. That they don't understand, they don't feel, they are not quite drawn to the connection between them and to the Creator, and in general to this whole engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It follows that they are already building. Since they believe that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality, which means that the Creator who sent them the concealment, if they feel that it is the Creator who is sending them the concealment, if they believe it, that the Creator is sending them the concealment, already they're not in concealment, in a ruin, destroying their building, what they want to build, but rather they are actually in advancement. But they say that it is the Creator who sent them the concealment. And they accept this concealment, that it comes from the Creator, as a part of the path. And they believe, as it says here, that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality. Certainly, this state is not revealed, it's not the revelation of the Creator, it's not coming closer to the Creator, but if they grow stronger and believe that even during the concealment, it's actually the Creator tending to them, that it is the Creator who is taking care of them, advancing them, who is with them, that there is none else besides Him, and of course He is related to everything that they feel, everything they go through. If they hold themselves in a state where in the feeling there is nothing, none of the presence of the Creator in the world, and also they cannot find Him in spite of all of their efforts, then in such a way they nevertheless grow stronger and say that this is the care, and the care is by the Creator, and He sent us the concealment. So from that, they are already in building. This is what it says here. Ruin by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. It follows that they are already building. They are building. And specifically during the concealment, when they say that they hold on to the Creator and are not afraid of Him, and everything that they feel, even though these are states that are very much unpleasant and confused, but it comes from Him. So it turns out that they are actually building. This is why it is called that the ruin by the elders is construction, building. Since they believe that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality. I would even say the opposite of the ordinary, of what people usually think. The fact that we in a group feel that there is a descent, seemingly there's no awakening, upliftment, and Creator seemingly has disappeared, it's felt as a bit further away from our feeling. We must together connect and awaken Him, invite Him to appear in us as much as possible, in our feeling, in crying out, in whatever possible. then it is considered that we are building, even though the Creator is hidden. And specifically, in such states, we are worthy of inviting Him more and more, because the fact that He is hidden from our will to receive. And the fact that we are in the darkness, in that He does not exist in our feeling, but we want to come closer to Him and to work, to be together, even though He does not exist in our sensation, this is considered that we build Him. And He already does for us the work of restriction by not appearing, and we just have to do the work of connection. Next. Faith is apparent primarily during the descent, meaning specifically when the Creator disappears, meaning when it does not shine for a person. At that time, he faces a dilemma. Either he says, I do not need any benefit, rather I want to bring contentment above, and I do not care what I feel, or, God forbid, it is otherwise. Well, there are many questions here and answers. They say a lot, but the most, we're talking a lot about it, but the most important thing is what he says here. That the first part of it, faith is apparent primarily during the descent when it does not shine for a person. There's no spirit, we're not drawn forward, there's no upliftment, awakening. At that time, he faces a dilemma. Either he says, either to go forward or to think and let go and wait and so on. And here a person has to come closer to the friends and together with them to make an action of connection in order to come closer to the Creator even more by their own forces and to show the Creator that they're willing for His
The contradiction is always in the connection between us, also in the, when I lose the ability to say there's no one besides him, that's also contradiction. What is contradiction?
Nice, you asked nicely, both. But the most important is the contradiction or ruin is in order for us to discover how much we need to attach ourselves even more. Because this is really the whole matter of building. We don't need to build ourselves. We need to build the connection between us from the shattering of Adam HaRishon. This should always be before our eyes. The Tower of Babel, let's say, which was demolished. And this is what we need to build. When there were all the nations of the world, everyone was connected together in this beautiful tower.
Veneras.
Then it was demolished. Why was it destroyed? Because what was lacking is the natural participation among those who built it. Everyone built it. All the nations of the world who were in the Tower of Babel, Babylon. And why was it destroyed? The Tower of Babel is seemingly the structure of Adam HaRishon. So what do we have to do? Only to add to it our internal participation, our internal connection, which was missing. More.
Again, if I feel I feel darkness. I feel it. What does it say about the ten? How can I say that this is the state of the ten? How can I measure the state of the ten? I can say about my own personal state.
That is true. This is how it will always be.
So, what does it mean that, I don't know, what is creator in the ten?
The creator in the ten is that we discover, we build the mutual force of attraction between us, in which later we become incorporated, and this is our creator. This is our creator. But rather, what were you thinking? That someone comes to you and he welcomes you to his to enter his house. What does it mean, the creator? The creator is what you build. There is no creator without a created being. To the extent that you build the connection between you, to that extent you discover him. And before that he does not exist because you didn't build him. You have made me.
Okay, what is this construction that he speaks of?
The construction, the building, it's the ten, it's the structure of sanctity, the force of bestowal that becomes revealed in the will to receive. So that this will to receive, when it is connected with others, preferably a ten, let's say, then this will to receive that is revealed between them in order to bestow to one another, to each other. So this will to bestow in the ten, it becomes whole. And it is called the creator.
And relative to the construction, what is the youth and the elder, the construction of the ten?
Elder is considered one who is already on the path and he feels it, he understands it, he has experience. As it says here, elders are those who are accustomed to the work of the creator.
Tudor.
Okay. Thank you. Okay,
Turkey 1. Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, during the concealment of the Creator, how will we feel and hold on to our service to the Creator?
Specifically, when the Creator is concealed, he gives us an opportunity for us to connect and build him. And to the extent that we truly try and succeed in building the image of the bestower between us, then in the image of the bestower that we successfully built between us, in the relations between us, the Creator is revealed.
We manage to maintain daily actions, like the morning lesson and the Zoom calls. Do we need to have a minimal feeling to have something built, or is it enough to continue?
Oh, we continue as much as we can. It's not that it's enough. There is no enough. We constantly have to awaken each other, all of us, that there is no enough. Until the Creator is revealed between us in a way that is alive, that we feel Him in all of our desires, in all of our thoughts, that He fills up everything. We are the building, the structure that He needs to fill up in the connection between us. If we come together, if we connect, then all of our emotions and our thoughts should be filled by the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection, which is the Creator.
Is this the feeling of livelihood that he's speaking of?
Yes, yes. Why does this evoke a question in you?
Because I'm looking for, I feel that as if outside of the action I need to give something, so it won't remain only an action, but I will have a feeling that you're building, that you're constructing.
But you are building. Please go ahead and build it. Build the connection between you and the friends, so that there the force of bestowal will dwell completely. This is called that you have built the temple.
So what do I need to ask for other than working externally with my hands and feet? What do I need to ask for?
No, it's not about your hands and legs. You need to build the connection between you and the friends, not with your hands, not with your legs, but rather that there would be such a connection that it will be a connection of bestowal, pure bestowal, complete bestowal. And then in this connection, you'll discover the Creator gradually, through 125 degrees, Naram Chai of Naram Chai, and this, it will be clear to you that you have built this tower, this temple, this structure, which is called the temple, or the house of sanctity, literally. The temple, clearly, it's great, it's 125 degrees, and it's a house of sanctity. What does it mean of sanctity? That the love between all the different parts which have built, which took part in this construction, it will be revealed to everyone. And this will be Naran Chai of Naran Chai, so that all in all, it will give us the complete revelation of the Creator to His created beings, so that the created beings, all of us, will be as one man in one heart, as Adam Rishon, and the Creator will be revealed in them in His full power of Naran Chai of Naran Chai.
Yes. You just described a very exalted state. Is that okay that we feel it so distant?
We feel it far away, but at least it is clear to us in which direction we need to move. It's clear to us that this is what we have to advance towards, that this is what we have ahead of us, that there is no place to deviate to or something else to do, but only that, only the connection between us in which the Creator is revealed, that we build Him. We build Him as a vessel, as our desires, so that in these desires, according to how much they're ready in the connection, not the desire in each and every one, that is not intended for anything, but rather if we connect our desires above reason, meaning above the force of rejection, then inside our desires, in the connection between our desires, we discover the force of bestowal, which was concealed, that created and maintains, sustains the whole of reality, which is called the Creator.
Rav, вот выяснить хочется по поводу того, как вот мы вместе.
Rav, I would like to scrutinize.
На данном этапе, по крайней мере, понятно, что
how we build this together. Right now, it's clear the Creator is activating us in different ways.
Какой необходимый минимальный уровень для?
And that force of participation from each friend is different. So what is the necessary minimum for us to build this ship together, this building?
Or
it's enough that I don't want to interfere and that's enough. Or each one here has to be involved.
We have to be responsible, each one of us over everyone, over the 10, so that the 10 will not become dispersed, that it will connect, that it will be more, how should I put it, that it would be more tight together, and that in this way we will advance. I don't quite understand the question. Each one has to be concerned for the ten, that it will be connected as cohesive, as united as possible, thinking about its unity as much as possible in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed and to enjoy it. Okay.
Latin 1.
Ну мы вроде как в этом находимся, поэтому и хочется какие-то.
We are seemingly in it already. That's why I want to have certain tools with which to have a more precise criticism of this process.
So you're in it, so discuss it and decide. There's nothing external which is hindering you, only. Problems in the entire world. And so think that by the connection between you upon the individual and collective problems, you are correcting the world to a state where it will be more united, more connected, united as one. And then in this connection, the Creator will enter and it will enjoy us. The end of all of our actions, of all of our efforts, is that we, by this, build a place for the revelation of the Creator so that He will enjoy. So what's the question?
If we create the concealment,
Of course, the concealment is revealed between us, but actually the Creator makes the concealment. The Creator does everything. What is upon us is only to become incorporated in those actions that He takes us through.
Kab Yufri.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I was thinking about our connection. Is it all about to build His greatness between us, no matter what state we are in?
Nachon.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Tov, Chadera 2.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Does Baal HaSulam describe here all of the states of the construction of faith? One is of use and...
I can't hear what you're saying. What's going on? The sound is not so clear.
Does Baal HaSulam describe here two states of the construction of faith? One of use, whose building is made of a sense, and the other one is building of by descents, that's the elders.
You can build this building both from ascent and from descent. It all depends on how a person relates to it.
What's preferable?
There's no preference. You should use any state, any and every state, so that also the descent will be as ascent.
The whole purpose of our study is, in fact, revelation and connection to the Creator. The question is, when in the ten, when the work in the ten is stronger, more connecting, during the concealment of the Creator, or when the Creator is revealed to us?
These are two different forms of work. When we don't have an awakening, then we can awaken and show each other how great we are, heroic. We wake up, we want to come closer to the Creator, we want to demand of Him. Not that we're so heroic that we don't need the Creator. On the contrary, we have time to pray for it. We have a state where we can cry to Him to help us out. And the Creator creates such states intentionally where we will need Him. And if we discover it and we use correctly the state, and it's a wonderful state. Specifically, the states of descent. If you use it correctly, they can be a springboard, because during the states of descent, we're actually closer to the Creator, because the state of descent is the truth. Our true state is revealed of our own. Who are we? What are we? It's revealed that I'm small and rotten and empty and so on and so forth. But from that state, I can cry and I can ask, and it all depends on our preparation and our efforts. The states of descent are more important compared to the states of ascent, because the states of ascent, however you, whatever you say about it, I'm under the influence of the upper light. It influences me, it determines, and it's doing everything. But in the states of descent, here our connection, if we prepare it, if we process the state correctly, we understand that it comes to us, so we would connect and overcome. Then the state can be the best, most important state that gives most contentment to the Creator. Through the state of descent, together with the ten, all of us together, we yearn for Him. By that, we give Him greater contentment. This is called, "My sons have defeated me."
Last question, if I may.
Yeah.
Статьи. Получается так, что разница между молодыми...
Out of the article we read, it turns out that the difference between the youths and the elders is that we connect it to the Creator or not.
Yes.
Yes?
The Creator is that force that exists in all the states, in all the degrees, in the form of concealment, partial concealment, quarter concealment, or revelation, half a revelation, quarter revelation, and so on and so forth. But He, whatever is, remains, is constant. Everything else.
Rob, if we will continue the words of the friends, in those states of ruin, contradiction, when we have frustration, tension, despair, is this a klipa? What is this state?
It's a klipa, it's a shell, but it has to be revealed in order to give us the strength to rise to an even higher degree. We need to understand that there is no left without a right, there's no right without a left, and you can rise, you can climb only using two legs, two lines, the middle line that is made out of two. Therefore, the klipa, the shell, has a very... The day for use the night.
Come you too. The Creator wants and is willing to be revealed. What does it mean that He wants it and He's willing to do it?
He's doing all the actions so we would reveal Him.
Question from Asia. It's not clear how the elders receive the strength from the Creator, even though they're under restriction and concealment. Where does the elder get this force to work?
It's not certain that he has the strength. The descent corresponds to the ascent, and also the elders are in a sense in the sense, but not only that. You know, like young kids, toddlers, when he's lacking something, he's already screaming about it. But for an adult to cry about something, it has to be something very serious that he is lacking.
He writes that in the ruin by the elders, because he writes that, because they believe that the Creator is tending to them, from this they derive vitality. So what is this vitality the elders get?
That even during the descent, they try to feel that they're in connection with the Creator, and the Creator causes the descent.
Okay, this is what defines them as elders, but what out of that gives them vitality? What is this vitality they get?
That even if I go in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me. Specifically in those low states, they discover the Creator with them.
But what is this, the vitality? How do they get it? What do they do from here on? They receive the contradiction, a ruin. They believe the Creator is taking care of them, He's with them, but what do they do with this vitality they receive?
They wish to reveal the Creator inside this contradiction, inside this descent, as if He's revealed, as if He's revealed. They don't demand from him to be revealed. Rather, they want, in that state, that's complete darkness for now, for the time being, to be in connection, in contact with Him.
I don't understand. What does this mean? They are already in a place where they say, this descent, the Creator arranged it.
Yes.
And now, out of the fact that they managed to arrange this relation, Rabash writes that they derive vitality.
Yes, even if they are in a state of darkness, where they don't have the revelation of the Creator inside their senses, they believe, meaning not in the light of Chochmah, the light of Chassadim, that they are in connection with the Creator.
And this enables them to work, or
it allows them to do everything. It's to work in faith above reason. Even when they have nothing, they nevertheless hold themselves as if they have everything. As if they have everything.
In the same context, they're asking from Asia, how this vitality we can attribute it to the Creator and not attribute it to myself.
We always need to think that everything that we receive, both from the vessels, the states, and also from the fulfillment and the scrutinies, it all comes from the Creator. And we wish only to demand it, to go with it, to be incorporated in it.
We may understand that elders and youths are spiritual states. So how can we connect these states in the 10 when each friend is experiencing a different state?
It doesn't matter. We all need to see ourselves as ready for connections, and that's it. And each time we will change, and the changes will be such that we will not criticize those changes. We're not going to do any measurements in it, because it will constantly change and it'll only confuse us. We need to be drawn to connection, all of us together, according to our nature, our different nature, according to the intensity of our different forces, according to the states, corporeal, spiritual, everything is different. But it's not important. In each and every moment, we need to try and connect between us as much as possible, and then from that, we build the blocks for the building of sanctity.
PT6, how can we hasten these states and quickly shift from the state of youths to the state of elders?
To accelerate the states. Each time to see ourselves as being drawn to the construction of sanctity, the building of mutual bestowal.
Дорогой Раф, вот это тот пример, когда есть желание.
Dear Rav, this example where there's appetite and there's also desire for a certain food. What is this tendency?
וגם כן לבפועל לדבר. זה שני דברים האלה הם
Tendency for a thing in practice and in potential. These things are not connected. I can have a desire in potential, but in practice, in actuality, I cannot realize it. And It's possible that I'm already in, with an active desire, with a revealed desire. You can say that a desire that's concealed is called in potential, and when it's revealed and is active, then it's in actuality. It's actual. So to the matter at hand, what we read now, you can read a few more times, it's full of philosophy as well. But the question is, what are we doing with it? How do we get as correctly as possible in the correct forms from potential to actual? That's what we need. Or from the concealed, what's in us, how do we reveal those desires that are concealed in us? And we have all those desires from here to the end of correction, each one in the form of his individual development. How do we reveal them and we realize them in actuality? That's what's important. So each one of us is like a baby that has many concealed forces. We need to reveal these forces by studying, connecting, demanding, so on and so forth. We do all kinds of actions in order to bring out from potential to actuality, from concealment to revelation, all those forces that are in each and every one of us. And the important thing, of course, is what you can do in the work in the group, because that's where they come from. Where do we get all those things in concealment? It's from when we were in the system of Adam HaRishon. The system was shattered, and we, from each and every one of us, each of us lost a tremendous treasure, a treasure trove of forces and discernments and knowledge and feeling, everything that was in the system of Adam HaRishon, the complete system, and now I'm left with something whereby I exist as a single, lonely cell, and in it I feel only my own personal existence for the time being, disconnected from others, and this existence is called man in this world. And what do I get out of it? I have to get back to that system of Adam HaRishon and to sustain myself there as best I can, meaning to connect with others. And the fact that I am now given an opportunity to start connecting with it and go back to functioning in this group, this is the first stage in connecting to this entire system of Adam HaRishon, of Adam.
PT 19.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says something that's not clear at all. It will never happen that in a person, a force of an appetite will be revealed, and without the imagination of what he's about to eat, in a manner that they're two halves of the whole. It's as if he's saying there's no chance that you could imagine such a thing, Barasulam. So how can you come to that appetite without you even seeing the food? How do we do that? How does that happen?
Do what's before you. This way, because you can't imagine things that will be revealed to you in a meal if you haven't yet gotten the ticket to enter the place. It will happen. You have to first prepare your vessel, your connection with your friends. Out of that, you'll understand what fulfillment is awaiting you.
So what, I need to imagine something that I don't even know what that is?
work on the connection. And as a result of that, you'll start discovering what you have inside the connection. You understand? First, you build the vessel. The upper light is in complete rest.
So how do you see the vessel in the tent, if you can come to the, let's see, to come to this food to get this appetite for?
That's why this world is given to you and the group, people you have to connect to. And out of this connection, you'll start understanding what are these emotions, these states that should be revealed in six.
Thank you, teacher. To continue the question, we do different actions. There are those that are much more disclosed, like coming to the lesson, and there's prayer. So in context of the article, what is an action?
Basically, an action is the effort to connect between us. And as much as we understand that, that doesn't matter. About this, there's a verse that it's not the wise who learns. You learn as a result of the efforts you make towards connection. That's what's happening. The more you exert to bring the friends to connection, by that you'll feel how much you become wiser. Wisdom comes by the identification.
Item one, inner light?
Of course. I just want to say that I've received yesterday or the day before, I don't really remember, I've got some letter. One fellow is writing, I don't understand anything of what we're learning in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Maybe you should, instead of that, read something else, do something else. I want to answer before everyone. You shouldn't. Because here we're making a joint effort. And that's the main thing. That thousands of people are together. Making an effort. And we can't say about anyone that he understands more or less. But rather, here it's part of the Torah we don't attain, we don't understand, we're not in what he is telling us in the world of Atzilut, but by thinking that it belongs to us, that we want to reach it, that we want to relate to it, to connect to it, this joint force we want to connect to and to reach what we're reading is what acts and it draws us up. That's why you shouldn't, even if you don't understand anything about what's going on, it's best for you not to do something else. There were some people who used to come to Baal HaSulam, they wouldn't understand. They didn't know the language that was spoken. He said, it's okay, sit, it will affect you. And it did affect them. Bit by bit they started understanding what it's about from the inside. And that's how they advanced. I've seen these people. They were still alive at that time. So still, that's the answer to this fellow who wrote these lines. He's not a young boy anymore, but still, it's best for you to stay with us in our joint effort. We don't understand much more than you do, but we're learning this in order to draw the light that reforms. That's what is important. This light is what will elevate us towards revelation, understanding. It builds vessels in us so we can feel the Creator in the upper world. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, the question. When we learn TESS and we want to draw the reforming light, like you said, how can we invert this light into reflected light?
Oh, that no longer relates to the light that is inside. It's about building the connection with your friends together, one vessel. You don't yet have a desire. To contrast the light that shines during the lesson. The light during the lesson has to first connect you according to your effort to connect. And then according to the connection you attain, you start establishing the reflected light.